Hold the cup in your hands and close your eyes. Relax. Breathe in and out. Now, the first step is to realize that you are here, in this moment, and accept the truth that the world does not revolve around you. Shocked and upset? I was too. On the bright side, it doesn't revolve around your neighbor either, or your best friends, or any of your friends, or your boyfriend or girlfriend, or your favorite celebrity, or the president for that matter. It doesn't even revolve around humankind. The world has existed and will continue existing without us. Now think of how ridiculous that statement is when we think about the lives we have led so far. All the things that worry us, or the things we treasure, and even in relation to the things we disregard. Come back to this moment and realize what you are holding between your hands. Feel it. Is it really as insignificant as you thought? Is it really disposable? What is that word even, disposable? Is anything ever disposable? Long after you are gone, this cup will still exist without you. 100 years it will take for it to disintegrate. In his novel, The Invention of Solitude, Paul Auster writes, "Things are inert. They have meaning only in the function of the life that makes use of them. When that life ends, the things change, even though they remain the same. They are tangible ghosts, condemned to survive in the world they no longer belong to." There are two very interesting things about this statement. One of them is the false sense of righteousness which we all conduct ourselves in this world. To believe that things only function around our life is absurd. But sadly, we do. And it should make us ponder upon the question. How is it possible that we do not realize that the way we live is not the only way to live? Do we really need paper cups? Do we really need all these things? Aren't there better alternatives? The second part is the fact that after we have made use of these objects, they are condemned to survive in a world they no longer belong to. Just like that. After you have finished this short-lived audio tour, after you have finished your coffee or your tea, have you ever thought it was condemned to remain in this world? Have you ever thought that you could not simply throw things away? As Timothy Morthon very truthfully said, there is no way. The chemicals of its plastic lining will come back to you, in your food, because they will have contaminated the soil in which it is harvested. How many of these have you thrown away? How many of its chemicals are now in you, in all of us? Come back to the weight of the cup in your hands. You may feel silly, but does it really matter? Play around with it. Take it up to your nose. Smell it. What does it smell like? Now take it up to your ear. Press it a bit. Move it. What do you hear? Might it be that this cup has value beyond what you imagined? And just as it has an end, it had a beginning. It came from our natural resources. It took up energy to be made. It was made by an entire process that we ignore because we're too involved with ourselves to realize that things are so much more than we make of them. They transcend us in so many ways we cannot even imagine. And like them, we are part of a system. The system of the world. Why do we ignore it? Why have we convinced ourselves that we are isolated entities? When in truth, everything is connected. Take a moment to appreciate. Open your eyes and look at the cup in your hands. Look at yourself. Look at your clothes, your phone, your bag, all the objects that are on you. Perhaps you have taken them for granted. Now look around you and question. Reinvent the way you live, the way we live in relation to this world and in relation to each other. Look at its complexity, understand it, embrace it. Put the cup down, but realize that down is not a way.